Unit 1. In the name of beauty. Cosmetics have been used throughout history. The ancient Greeks, the Egyptians, and the Romans all used various kinds of makeup. Some of these cosmetics were used to improve their appearance. Others were used to protect their skin. But in some cases, things used for makeup were dangerous or even deadly. Some of the first skincare treatments started in Egypt. In fact, Cleopatra was known to use them. She thought a bath in milk and honey left her skin silky smooth. Egyptians also developed some of the earliest sunscreens. They used oils and creams for protection against the sun and dry winds. Egyptian and other ancient cultures also used various powders on their skin for beauty. Egyptians used black coal around their eyes. Romans put white chalk on their faces. And Indians painted red henna on their bodies. Most of the ancient cosmetic powders, oils, and creams were harmless. But in the name of beauty, some people applied dangerous chemicals and poisons to their skin. During the Italian Renaissance, women wore white powder made of lead on their faces. Of course, doctors now know lead is like a poison for our bodies. Also around the time of the Renaissance, women in Italy put drops of belladonna in their eyes. Belladonna is a very poisonous plant. The poison in the plant affects the nerves in the body. By putting belladonna drops in her eyes, a woman's pupils would become very large. People thought this made her more beautiful. Actually, this is why the plant is called belladonna. In Italian, belladonna means beautiful woman. When Elizabeth I was Queen of England in the late 1500s, some rather dangerous cosmetics were also used by women there. Women were using rouge made with mercury. They were also using special hair dye made with lead and sulfur. The dye was designed to give people red hair, the same color as the queen's hair. Over time, the dye made people's hair fall out. Finally, women using this dye ended up bald, like the queen, and had to wear wigs.